In this case, the police got a call that a man had struck a woman in their home, and she was spitting blood. When the officers got to the house, she was reportedly cowering on the front porch, shaking and crying. But she said nothing was wrong. She told them to go away and went back in the house. The police came in anyway and found evidence to charge the man with battery and other crimes. A circuit judge said the police violated the Constitution because they went into the house without a warrant or any sign the woman was in immediate danger. But an appeals court disagreed, saying the police might have thought the woman was in immediate danger, given the totality of the circumstances. That includes the fact that domestic violence victims often take back their accusations, even when they're true. David Ziemer with the Wisconsin Law Journal says the decision may change the way police handle domestic violence calls.
I think it will create a situation where police officers feel free to go into houses, even though if they get there, they're told nothing's wrong.
But Ziemer expects some of those moves won't hold up in court even after this ruling. For example, he says the ruling may not apply to cases where the victim isn't shaking and crying or said to have been spitting blood, a possible sign of internal injury.
I think that officers will make entries in reliance on this decision that they can go in to find out later on that they can't as often as they think they can.
Ziemer thinks the decision might have gone differently as recently as maybe 15 years ago. He says people are more aware now of the problem of domestic violence, and that awareness is showing itself in the justice system in a number of ways.
The main change is that the woman could get up and testify that nothing happened, but they'll put the police officer up there and say, well, at the time I arrived, she told me this, you know, and I witnessed these, you know, these injuries on her. I think this decision would simply be consistent with that trend.
Ziemer expects, if asked, the Wisconsin Supreme Court would look at the issue, but the court's majority seems unlikely to reverse the Court of Appeals decision. It tends to rule in favor of police in close call cases. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.